Short Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, and it's time for you in the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this friendly little editing program, ramble a little bit in between, and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is weekly challenge number 198, and the topic is haggis. The music you're hearing in the background is by Guy David, and you can find more by him at guydavid.com. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of haggis. We had a three-way tie, so instead of fighting to figure out who should go first among those three, let's go with somebody new. Yeah, that's fair. From Shark Tank Radio, or Snark Tank Radio, or Snark Tank, well, the link is in the show notes. But, oh man, I've already blown it. Well, Taylor, welcome to the podcast, and let's see what you've got for us.
Charlie the Gnome had been working hard all morning. First, he went to the market and traded what donuts he had for the ingredients. Then, back in his small cottage, he had soaked and roasted and chopped and mixed and stuffed the various items until he had several plump, round sausage. Finally, he put them in a pot of boiling water. Their foul smell filled the cottage. Charlie went outside. He looked lovingly at his ravaged donut orchard. In a couple of hours, he could hang the haggis among the donut trees. That should keep the bugbears away, Charlie thought.
Thank you, Taylor. Although you kind of sound like a midget. I'm not sure. Something that happens here on the podcast when people, when they don't send their stories in, we have to hand it to a midget to read. Other podcasts do that. I hear that Leo Laporte, he did that for a while until he found Dick DiBartolo. Hello, Nerdo. Yeah, Nerdo says hi. Next up is Steven, the Nuclear Man. Hi, Steven.
Welcome to Haggis Anonymous. My name's Bob. Hi, Bob, the crowd said. It started with brighties and a utility kilt, Bob said. Just a little something at the Ren Fair. Then I tried blood pudding, and I liked it. Murmurs of sympathy came from the seated members. Before long, I wore tartan and piped bagpipe music into my office. Bob paused. I'm a dentist. The others contemplated the combined horror. Then I ate haggis. Every meal. Snacks even, Bob said. I went clean 1 year ago. How? The new kid asked. Bob smiled. Eating the closest thing to haggis that isn't. Hot dogs.
Thank you, Stephen, and hopefully you can get that work done. Otherwise, well, there's going to be bagpipe music in this podcast every week. Oh, God. All right, who's playing with the trackball? Yep, it's the baby. All right. Don't you just love it? I should close the door, turn off the air conditioning, have high-quality audio. No interruptions? No, that's not my style. You having fun back there? Next up is Zach Man. Let's see what he's got for us this week.
This is Zach Man. Today we play our favorite game. You taste it before we tell you what is in it. Remember, when you thought chocolate meat had chocolate in it, you might like this as much as balut. Smell the aroma. Taste it. Does it taste good? Are you sure you want to know what is in it? It is like sausage made of sheep with oatmeal and onions, then cooked in the natural casing of a sheep's intestine. Now will you want haggis as often as you ask for okonomiyaki? If there are any leftovers, we can put it in the okonomiyaki.
Mmm, that sounds delicious, Zach, man. Pour me out a plate. How many of you are actually going to eat haggis this week as a result of this podcast? Raise your hands. Good, because I can't see them. Next up is Almo. Yes, Almo Schumann is back. This isn't a fake. This is real. Why is it that this cat only plays with this toy when I'm in here? She's like, play with me, play with me. I'm going to grab her and play with her while the story plays. And she's going to be like, I want to get away, I want to get away. Stupid kittens.
Having no female heirs, James R. McTavish laid down in his will that a closely held family recipe for haggis would go to Cousin Mavis. Mavis looked sheepish. Haggis? She asked. Jim Jr. whispered in her ear. Mavis, a dyed-in-the-wool vegetarian, made a horrible face. Much to everyone's surprise, Mavis took the recipe and opened a chain of Scottish restaurants. I never thought she'd have the guts, said Jim, who invested much of the family fortune. 2 months later, Mavis was on the lam, absconding with the money. Certainly pulled the wool over my eyes, Jim lamented.
Okay, Alma wins the contest for most puns. Congratulations, and thank you for that pun-filled story. Man, I bet you add just maybe one or two more in there. Come on, give it a shot. Next up is Katharina, who is... were you responsible for this? Who was responsible for this topic? I can't remember. Oh, well. I probably wrote it down somewhere. I post it, and then I forget. And I wait until the last minute to do these, and it's almost noon already. Such a lazy butt. And it's Super Bowl Sunday, too. We were supposed to go somewhere, and then not, and then supposed to, and then not. I don't know. Whatever. It's just a game. You know, all the commercials, you know, it's all about the commercials. We have been trained to look forward to commercials. Think of that. So here's Katharina. No commercials here.
This is Katharina from the Luscious Leftovers podcast. You can find it at lusciousleftovers.com. The handcuffs felt cold against her wrists, almost like a new bracelet. She figured they must be real ones, even though she wasn't able to see anything through the blindfold. There was a sweet, chocolatey smell in the air. She soon found out why when the sauce dripped on her chest. His tongue was soft on her skin. Then she felt his finger on her lips. When she opened her mouth, she felt his weight shift as if he wanted to feed her. The very second the smell reached her nose, she shouted out loud, Haggis? Are you crazy?
Yes, nothing says love like haggis in bed. I can't wait until Valentine's Day. Thank you, Katharina. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. Oh, what has she got up her sleeve? You're wearing sleeves, right? Just making sure. God, maybe one of these podcasts can wind up being the Naked Podcast. I bet you there's those out there, and it'd probably be just as stupid as when Howard Stern has the naked people on his show. What's the point? What's the freaking point? You're listening on the radio. God, Howard Stern is calling all of you idiots. I don't understand. Where's the cat? I'm going to hug the cat.
Hello. Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 198. I'm visiting over at my friend Deneva's house, and she has a house full of sick kids, so you might hear some background hacking. This story involves Jack and Melinda Shea, and you might remember Melinda giving Jack a hard time about wearing a kilt about a year ago. This story is local for. You are trying my patience, Jack. First with this getting back to my cultural roots, and now this local for eating thing.
Sorry, love, but ain't they cute?
Yes, spring lambs are adorable, but soon they mature into summer sheep, and then they're winter mutton. Where are you going to keep them? In a dog kennel? Jack glances towards the spare bedroom.
You haven't used the elliptical in a bit.
No, absolutely not. No way am I going to pretend our three-story walk-up is a croft on the moors just so you can have haggis for Burns Night next January, Jack Shea.
Thank you, Anima. Now that I look back, I should have done this all in a really bad Scottish accent. But there's enough podcasts like that out there. And there are podcasts out there with good Scottish accents, like Mick Bordett of the Some Other Scotland. You know? In fact, I bet he has one up his sleeve. He is going to be wearing not just sleeves, but those poofy sleeves. Big poofy sleeves. Ones that make it hard to get onto an airplane. I shit you not. Okay, here's Mick.
This is Mick Bourdais from the Some Other Scotland podcast with a story for the 100 Words Weekly Challenge number 198. The topic is haggis.
Shush, Jimmy. You'll scare them away, said old Tam.
But Uncle, the haggis, insisted Jimmy.
Hold your wish, boy. Didn't frighten them.
Uncle Tam, you wanted to know when the delivery came,
said the boy, hauling a clear plastic bag full of intestines onto the table. Tam gave the boy a deep scowl and pointed at the door. Jamie's shoulders drooped as he walked off.
Shall I put the oatmeal in sheep's stomachs for the haggis through here too? He asked.
Tam abandoned his story and buried his head in his hands as the tartan-clad crowd of tourists fled, green-faced and retching.
Oh, the kids these days. Thank you, Mick. Next up, coming through with the tour group, is Jay Radimus. Uh-huh. He's going to tell you, he's going to get international on your ass here. So get out your globes. Here comes Jay Radimus.
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus for Weekly Challenge number 198. This theme of haggis. My wife gave me my inspiration for this story, and it's entitled Food Wars. Have you ever wondered where those disgusting cultural delicacies come from? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. Every culture hates or fears foreigners, and each developed a way to intimidate them. Drinking games didn't last long. It became a contest of edible one-upmanship, a culinary arms race, a game of gastronomic chicken. And you won't recognize any chicken on that battlefield. Britons have blood pudding. Hispanics have menudo. Southerners have chitlins. The Scots entered the war with haggis. Koreans have kimchi. The world didn't know what to do when the Chinese brought animal penises. An immediate armistice was demanded. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And thanks again to my lovely wife, Trish.
Ha 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 ha! And you've never tried to eat matzah, have you? Oh, God. Ugh. Actually, it's just like tasteless crackers. Although saltines have salt in them. You can put salt on them. There. I mean, it's not like, you know, they didn't have salt. Well, maybe they didn't because salt was, like, valuable, but never mind. Next up is TJ. He's not from Idaho, and he's not from Utah. He's from one of those other squares. Here, I'll let him reveal the big surprise.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and honestly, I didn't think I had anything for haggis, but this is research. It's untested. You mustn't. Chocolatier Charlie Bucket's fanciful R&D department was at a loss for fresh ideas, so he dipped into that tired old golden ticket well once more, summoning children to the chocolate factory. The winners were as hopeless as ever. Among them, Scott McTavish grabbed a hunk of red glop on a counter and ate it. In theory, you ate it and tasted whatever you most wanted to. Mother's haggis, he began, and then stopped as he became encased in a sack. In reality, everyone tasted haggis because they became haggis. The Oompa Loompas rolled him away.
You will live in happiness too, like the Oompa Loompa
Doompa-dee-doo. Oh, thank you, TJ. I've always wondered what it's like to become haggis. You know, that's scary. Scary, isn't it? Okay, so I see Boo is looking out the window. The baby is playing with the ball. What are you doing, Bruin? Come here, Boo. He doesn't ever come here. Nardo will. But he and the baby? No, wait. Is he? He's thinking about it. Come on. I'm going to wave my hand down here as if I'm going to pet you. Nope. He has me so well trained. Next up is Norval Joe. He got this one in right under the wire. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 198 with a prompt of haggis. I would like to point out at the beginning that my wife was born and raised in Rhodesia, which is currently known as Zimbabwe. Her great-grandparents were British colonists there. And in her family, when she or her brother were being bad, they were often threatened with, if you don't shape up, you'll be eating haggis on toast. So apparently it wasn't a good thing in their home. But here is my story. Robert sat at the table and glared irritably across the food at his parents. I hate haggis, he said. His mother looked surprised and asked, Why do you say that, Robert? I don't know, he said, shaking his head. I mean, who cares if Harry, Hermione, and Ron love him so much? He's stupid and irresponsible. I don't see why Dumbledore keeps him around. Dear, the character in the Harry Potter books is Hagrid. Haggis is a traditional Scottish dish made from sheep guts, onions, and oatmeal. Oh, well then, compared to that, Hagrid's not such a bad guy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Actually, imagine trying to eat a giant. Ugh, what wine goes with giant? Thank you, Norval Joe. Finally, we have Planet Z. There's no avoiding it. It always comes at the end of the podcast. You have to suffer through it to get to those credits. Cat, why are you still doing that?
I won an all-expenses-paid trip to Scotland. I saw the castles, the moors, the whole works. I even ate haggis. I found it delicious. After I claimed my third place, I asked the waiter what kind of animal a haggis is. It's a fierce and vicious animal, he said. They use the guts for food and the skins and bones for bagpipes. Hunt? I asked. I love to hunt. So, I'm out on the moors, shotgun in one hand, and a pair of metal spoons in the other, smacking them against my leg. was that?
Well, that's it for this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 198, Haggis. Now, if you had a hard time understanding any of those stories because of the poor audio quality this week, I got to figure out what the deal is with the microphone and the editor. I think there's a new version of it available, but the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll there where you can choose your favorites. You can go to links with everybody's stuff. That will determine who picks the topic for next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites, and you can send them flowers, follow them home at night, all sorts of craziness. It's all there. By the way, the topic for the next weekly challenge, it's a three-way tie, so it's anything you want, higgledy-piggledy, and tree. Figure that one out. Thank you to everyone who sent in stories this week, and all of you out there listening, and especially those of you who burn this to a CD and hand this to school children and say, here's something that's better than drugs. Probably is better for you than drugs. Unless they're really good drugs. I'll see you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.